Good morning. It's 9:02. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That last piece was from Lorcan MacMuthina's The Arrows That Murder Sleep, which was actually a response to a previous piece. It's called Patty Lynch's Ship, because it has to do with a response to Kante Muo, Egan, Martin, and Sean called out for a title, and I thought of the first line of the song, "On this ship, Patty Lynch, I sigh with dejection." And that fateful journey from Santa Cruz to Ireland presents so many expressive possibilities. And the song that preceded this was about a pirate captain named Michael O'Broder, who gave up piracy but was nevertheless apprehended on his way back to his native home in Ireland. The song tells an interesting story of a young man from Mayo who enlists in the English army, deserts, and takes up piracy in America. He then gave up that trade, bought a ship, and began trading legally. On a voyage from Santa Cruz to Ireland, he foolishly let his guard down and revealed his past to a drinking companion. His companion, a captain of another trading vessel, had once been victim of the infamous Captain Broder, and so he informed on Michael when they landed in Ireland. Michael was hanged and his ship was sold. In the song, he bitterly laments that he would never see his dying mother, the very reason he was returning to Ireland. Prior to that, we heard the Paul McKenna Band, Great Scottish band, doing a Peggy Seeger song called Song of Choice from Paths That Wind, and that's all about the dangers of fascism. And if you have any friends over in England, you realize that people are starting to anxiously watch eroding of various privileges that they had thought were safe once Thatcher was out of office. But of course, bringing the Tories back in, it now seems very likely that in June, when the referendum on exiting the EU comes out, that it will pass. And many people are seriously considering, if they have any Irish ancestry at all, applying for Irish citizenship, which is and this is Southern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, which is still in the EU. So things are interesting over there. Keep an eye on it. And prior to that was the Jeremiahs with Forgotten Sons. And it says the inspiration for this song came after watching a documentary on the Forgotten Irish in England and the Irish film Kings, which is based on the play Kings of the Kilburn High Road. We jokingly refer to one of Ireland's pastimes being emigration, but the truth is that the Irish have a long history and tradition of emigrating to try and find a better life. Some succeed and some don't. And the song Forgotten Sons is dedicated to those who don't succeed. And then before that, we heard Noel McTasney with The Streets of Belfast, a song that he wrote in earlier days when it looked like things were bright for Northern Ireland. Now they are just as anxious over there about what's going to happen. So, yes, the curse is, may you live in interesting times. And we have to say it's 9:07 here. You're listening to WMFO in Bedford. The the presidential race over here in the States gets more interesting by the minute. I take one of the more conservative Boston papers because of the excellent sports coverage that they have. But it's also interesting because, as I mentioned, they are conservative. And so, of course, now the idea is to say, isn't it time for John Kasich to step out of the Republican race? And so I guess the idea is to do a two-man sort of thing under the grounds that the only state that Kasich has won is his own state of Ohio, where he was the governor. At least Bernie Sanders has can claim more victories than that. I happen to be one of those people who, while I have no great hope that Bernie would be able to implement any of his ambitious plans, especially with the Congress that we have, which is just hell-bent on being as obstructionist as possible, and many of them are going to be returned because people go, oh, well, they express our values, you know, and hey, in North Carolina, they passed a bill which has become known as the bathroom bill, which is really much broader than that. It has a lot more to do with trying to bring the time-honored discriminatory racism back. And you know, I would definitely advise you to read that bill carefully, what it says, and how the people who supported it are touting it. And that's all I have to say. So let's turn to pleasanter things. I have to say that the New England Folk Festival is happening this weekend out in the Metro West area, and you can find out more, just Google NEFFA, N-E-F-F-A, and it's 3 days of fantastic stuff. We are planning to be out there on a Saturday, and I hope to have much more new music from local people and those far away when I return this following Monday. But in the meantime, here's a great local band who is finally having their album release, their official album release, because they actually have the albums now, on April the 29th at the Once a Ballroom in 156 Highland Avenue in Somerville. And you can just go to their website, www.jaggery.org, and you'll find a link, or you can Google the Once Ballroom and you'll also be able to get tickets in advance. And once again, that's on April 29th. And If you work in this country and get paid taxes, you know that this is the lovely tax week in which you need to get your stuff in the mail by April 15th. Yes. Yes, the Friday, Black Friday, unless, of course, you're getting a refund. Yes.
Thank you.
And that was Luther Dickinson featuring the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band doing By and By, I'm Going to See the King from a compilation album just released on Alligator Records, God Don't Never Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson. And just an incredibly stellar group of fine blues musicians, amongst them the Blind Boys of Alabama, Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, Tom Waits, Lucinda Williams, and as we heard there, Luther Dickinson featuring the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band with By and By, I'm Going to See the King. And yeah, there used to be a fife and a drum bands all over this country, definitely a feature of 18th and 19th century life, and in some rural areas persisting until the 20th century. What we have to remember is that until radio came in, people made their own music. Almost every front room had a piano in it, or a violin, or an accordion, something that people could play. And if you went and visited somebody else, of course, you were invited to have a song or tell a story or do something. And this was the way we entertained ourselves before technology took over. And I have to say, just let me get on my soapbox for a minute, is that you may think because I'm a DJ, I can get any album that I would like. And while even for a small radio station such as ours, this is true, on the other hand, I make it my business to support the musicians that I like, both locally, nationally, and internationally, and whose music has brought me joy. Because for most independent artists, releasing a new album involves a fundraising campaign. So I invite you folks to get out there and support your local musicians, whoever they may be. All right, it's 9:30. We're listening to WMFO in Medford. Before we heard Luther Dickinson, we heard Sharon Knight and Winter doing Slippers of Rose from Sharon Knight's album Portals. This was another one of those funding campaign things to bring together musicians either in person on the West Coast if they could make it to the studio, or in some instances, for instance, the bass player Kea Three Fires has now made his home in New Hampshire, and so he laid down all of his tracks electronically, over the internet, and shipped them off to be part of it. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? And we started off with Jaggery with a War Cry from their album Crux, and as we mentioned, they're having a release on April 29th, and who knows what they will come up with there at once. You can find out more by going to www.jaggery.org. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. April the 11th, many trees now coming into leaf, prognosticate a wet or a dry summer from the budding of oak and ash. Oak before ash will only have a splash. Ash before oak, we're in for a soak. Avoid the oak, it courts the stroke, and shun the ash, it courts the flash. Do not, therefore, stand under oak or ash trees during a thunderstorm. And at this point, as we know, don't stand under any tree during a thunderstorm. If you're caught out in the open, the best thing you can do is lie flat on the ground or take a cover in a ditch. April the 12th, reproves springtime indiscretions, but discreetly. And this was the beginning of the year when people could once again move out, see folks who they hadn't seen in ages, and of course, time for love. April the 13th, an April fish is a dainty dish. Warlidge's Systema Agriculturae of 1697 notes there is not any exercise more pleasing nor agreeable to a truly sober and ingenious man than this of angling. It wearieth not a man overmuch. It injureth no man, so that it be in an open large water, he being esteemed a beast rather than a man that will oppose this exercise. Neither doth it in any ways debauch him that uses it. The delight of it also rouses up the ingenious early in the spring mornings, that they have the benefit of the sweet and pleasant morning air, which many through sluggishness enjoy not. April the 14th, first cuckoos heard about now. Be sure to react promptly and properly when you hear them. It is lucky to be walking when you hear the first cuckoo or gowk in Scots, and to be sitting when you see the first swallow. But if you hear the first cuckoo from your bed, you or someone in your family will die that year. If you have no money in your pocket when she calls, or if you fail to turn over all the coins you have, you will be poor all the year. But if you immediately sit down and take off your left shoe, you will find in it a hair of exactly the same color as that of your true love. So I guess the moral of the story is that true love overcomes lack of money. April the 15th, as we mentioned, it is the last day to file your income tax for 2015 if you live in the U.S. It also happens to be the day that we are stocking the pond out at the Concord Rod and Gun Club, and we are having the members fishing and derby on April 17th. You must be a member. But on May 1st, yes, on Beltane, we're having the kids fishing derby, and any child under the age of, I believe it's either 16 or 18, I will definitely check on that next week, is a welcome to come. Every kid gets a t-shirt and a free lunch and is welcome to try their hand at the fishing derby. April the 16th, open beehives and candy spring flowers. In April, open the doors of beehives, for now they hatch, that they may reap the benefit of flowery spring. But be careful of your bees. That's from, once again, Warlidge's Systema Agriculturae of 1697. Well, next up we've got a local duo, Lady Moon, and one of the folks, Kellyanna, is appearing in Western Mass in New York. You can find out more by going to her website, www.kellyanna.org. But we're going to hear a song from The Fairies' Love Song.
I were on yonder hill, 'tis there I'd sit and cry my fill, and every tear would turn a mill, is good jay to my morning sun. I'll sail my rock, I'll sell my reel, I'll sell my only spinning wheel to buy my love a sword of steel is good jay to my morning sun. I'll dye my petticoats, I'll dye them red, and it's round the world I'll beg for bread. Until my parents would wish me dead, it's good day to my morning sun. Shul, shul, shul arun, shuka soker aga shuka kyun. Shul ga toras agas eleglam is good jay to my morning slan. And now my love has gone to France to try his fortune to advance. If he e'er comes back, tis but a chance. Is good jay to my morning slan. I wish, in vain. I wish I had my heart again. And vainly think I'd not complain. Is good jay to my morning slan. Shul, shul, shul arun, shul go soker aga shul go kyun. Shul go doras aga selen lam, is good jay to my morning slan. Go, 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 my love, go swiftly and quietly out through the door and escape with me, and may you go safe, my darling. Is good jay to my morning slan. Is good jay to my morning slan.
I've dealt you a blow. Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Good morning. It's 9:47. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was another great local band, Dreamchild, with Femme Fatale. Sadly, they're not going to be playing around until August, but they are continuing to do their fabulous video shoots, and you can follow them on their website. DreamchildMusic.com. They're also on Facebook, and it's a Dreamchild Music, all one word. And you can find various of their songs on Bandcamp, DreamchildOne.bandcamp.com. Before that was Lady Moon with Shula Roon from Fairies Love Song, in which they cover a number of 17th and 18th, right up to 19th century songs. Some of their favorites. Most of these are of Irish origin originally, and then you've got the American folk tune Black is the Color and Stephen Foster's Hard Times. Just a really nice little album for Lady Moon. And we've got another local artist for you. This is Marlena Thal, who plays with Rose Cabal, and she's doing For the Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. In the suburb. Young hawk face. In what smile? In what place? Freedom.
Good morning. It's 9:55. We're nearing the end of our time. And I went to see a play this weekend. I definitely recommend it if you're in the area. It's taking place at the Davis Square Theater, which is indeed right in Davis Square and just off the Red Line. And it is a modern day retelling of some of the more popular stories from Ovid's Metamorphoses, with original music by Michael J. Veloso. And we're going to hear some of his previous work. This was a production put on in 2008 called The Winter's Tale. And we're going to hear the first three pieces from that.